Quintana Square. Saying Quintana Square is a redundancy, since Quinta or Quintana refers to an open public space. This large esplanade we're at, known as Quintana de Muertos, was in old times the city's great cemetery. Besides housing Roman and high medieval period tombs, discovered during the excavations at the cathedral and its surroundings, this square was a burial place until the 18th century. After then, and due to a lack of space and to sanitary conditions, it was decided to look for another piece of land for such purposes. From this rear view, we can see the cathedral's holy door for shade, which is open exclusively in holy years so that believers going through it can obtain full absolution after going to confession and receiving Holy Communion. Such privilege granted to the cathedral in 1122 and ratified soon after turned Santiago into the holy city of Christianity. From this door, we can see the cathedral's Romanesque upper end. The top part of the facade shows the apostle and his disciples. In the lower part, we find 24 inserted figures that belong to the Master Matteo's old stone choir, which was dismantled in the 16th century. To our back, we have the impressive wall of the St. Pio de Antialtares Monastery, with its 48 barred windows. Alfonso II founded it in the 9th century so as to have the monks watch over the apostles' remains, since he feared they could be stolen. Benedictine monks were substituted by the cloister nuns in the 15th century, who have remained living here and making pastries, which are sold through a rotating window located at St. Pio Street, to the other side of the convent. A legend says that a university student fell in love with a novice nun of the convent. One night, while trying to climb up to her window, he fell and died next to the long wall. Since then, some people say that his spirit wanders around at night in search of his beloved. The magic atmosphere created at nighttime in this square was also described by Federico García Lorca in his Galician poems. Look at his wasted flesh, black with twilight and wolves. Mother, the moon dances in the courtyard of the dead. This square has truly been the witness of history. The first municipal proclamations of the Middle Ages were heard here. The square also housed the city's first town hall. So how the university was born in the San Pio Monastery and was an eternal market and scenario of the very diverse political manifestations of urban history. During the Independence War, it witnessed the departure of a battalion of 1,000 university students and professors who left to fight in France, avoiding the fall of Galicia one night in May 1808. In their honor, the Quintana was named for some time Square of the Literates, as it is remembered in a plaque hanging from the monastery wall. It is possible that so much history accumulated for centuries could be the reason why this square is called Plaza de la Quintana, that is, the square among squares.